two, what every smoker wants. Mildness plus no unpleasant aftertaste.
Buy Chesterfield, the one that
gives
it taste. Let
Chesterfield, the mighty, mighty Chesterfield taste.
Go home,
open the pot and give him a sniff.
Buy new smoker.
Recording artist Les Paul and Mary Ford, and Miss Judy Garland. And now, ladies and gentlemen, this being the first day of spring, we bring you a budding young vocalist, Bing Crosby.
Budding?
Yeah.
A budding young vocalist. Well, if I'm a budding young vocalist, spring's a little late. May not show up at all.
Come on, Bing, get in the mood.
What mood is
this?
Why,
the poet says, this is the boyhood of the year. The time when winking maybuds begin to open their golden eyes.
Yeah, yes, Ken, and another poet said, I wonder if the cat is stirring yet. And I do believe you are.
Can you remember this old spring poem? The bee buzzed up in the heat.
Huh?
I am faint for your honey, my sweet. The flower said, take it, my dear, for now is the spring of the year. So come. Come. You like that?
Uh-huh. Leave us cast the poetry before the men in the white coat come to us, huh?
You mean the guys from the booby hat?
I don't mean bus boys from the band derby. Let's change the subject.
I
thought we could see that.
Oh,
no,
no, no, I want it. I've got something to talk to you about.
What?
It's about the new rocket ship that's practically ready to go to the moon.
I warned you, Ken, about reading those comic books. You're the type that gets carried away by such things.
No, this is a real rocket. A real rocket, Bing. Boy, it's a terrific thing. Scientists actually believe it'll reach the moon.
What does that really mean?
Well, it's like this, Bing. This rocket will carry two passengers.
So what?
It's going to see two passengers. But it's a natural. You and Bob Hope could make the first trip.
Well, Hope will go anywhere, but you can count me out.
but don't think of the publicity. Well, I can just see the headlines now. Crosby and Hope zoom to moon.
Zoom to moon.
Yeah.
Huh? Let me ask you something.
What's that?
How are we going to get there?
Don't worry about that when you get there. But I want to tell you something, Bing.
Huh?
This rocket is the latest thing. Really, it is. Oh, what a way to go.
What a way to go, right?
Bing, I just can't understand your lack of imagination, lack of spirit. Why, do you realize if you and Bob make this trip, you'll be the first people to bring Chesterfields to another planet?
Well, that's an interesting prospect, all right, Ken. I don't think you'll ever see the day, though, when Hope and I embark with a rocket load of Chesterfields to the moon. That is, not unless it's in our contract with Chesterfield.
Well, if I were you, I'd guess you won't be leaving any moment.
Before I do, I want to burst into a little song here. Our opening selection is recommended by Mr. Cubby Garland, who put me in the business. It's a bright little thing titled You and Your Beautiful Eyes. And I felt that the little mares were gathering around. Listen, kids, but now is the spring of the year, so come, come, home.
Very jolly, Bing.
million kids.
Me and the kids, thank you, sir.
But then that rocket to the moon thing we were talking about a while ago fascinates me. I wonder if there really are people up there.
Well, Jennifer, I'm the people in Idaho. They seem maybe.
Exploring?
No. Hiding from Senator Chief Foster, I think. Place will be full of lamestries. But to get back to Earth, Ken, I think we better give the folks listening in the proof that Chesterfield has whatever smoker wants. Mildness, plus no unpleasant aftertaste.
Right, sir. And folks, we have the proof of Chesterfield's mildness in over 1,000 statements from tobacco growers like Mr. Douglas Crowder of South Hill, Virginia, who writes, I've been a tobacco grower for 20 years, and I judge tobacco for its mild smoking qualities. I smell it. If it smells milder, I know it will smoke milder. When I apply that same test to cigarettes, I find that Chesterfield is the one that smells milder and smokes milder. That's why I smoke Chesterfield.
And the proof that Chesterfield leaves no unpleasant aftertaste is confirmed by the country's first and only cigarette taste panel.
This group is composed of men and women who've been scientifically trained to be taste testers. Nearly all of them are members of scientific and professional societies, and many of them are authors of technical papers. These are the distinguished men and women who reported, Chesterfield is the only cigarette in which members of the panel found no unpleasant aftertaste.
And there is, friends, proof that Chesterfield has for you what every smoker wants, mildness plus no unpleasant aftertaste. Here's a new song for Chesterfield, though I did it a few weeks ago. It seems to have acquired a modest and popular feeling. I hear that you never lose it when I'm holding you tight. I heard it from the moment you came into my sight. Sentimental music coming out of the night. Saying you're the one, only when you're near I hear that sentimental music. Spinning round in my brain, filled tonight with echoes of my favorite strain. Just one look at you, there's that haunting refrain. Saying you're the one for me. My darling, is magic. All the music coming from above. Yes, it's magic. The magic of your love. I know that when we're close together, or if we're far apart, funny how that sentimental music will start. A sentimental music round and round in my heart, saying you're the one, darling, can't you see me shining?
Against two sensational performers here, Les Paul and Mary Ford. Les on the guitar, Mary does the vocal. There's some terrific records out, you know, which I'm sure you're all familiar with some of them, Jealous and Tennessee Waltz, Mockingbird Hill, and they got a brand new one just come out called How High the Moon. That's the one they aim to do right now. I think this is an unusual sound, folks, but don't miss a single note of it, huh? I'm
Chester, that was Les Paul playing about 12 guitars, Mary Ford singing about 12 voices. That's 24, that's a baker's dozen. Don't ask me how it's done because it has something to do with electronics. That's something I have nothing to do with electronics. Say, Les, how about you and Mary giving us a little sample of Mockingbird Hill now, huh?
Oh, Bing would be glad to, but why don't you join Mary on the vocal?
Me? Mm-hmm. Think it'd be all right? Don't you have to plug me in or anything?
No. I'll just run you through the last call where I was in. He'll come out sounding like Fred Wang and the Grape Gun.
That might be too much.
Maybe too big.
Too much soap. Besides, I hate to muscle in on Mary like this on her number.
Oh, I'd love to have you, Bill.
How many voices do we do, Mary?
Honestly, do two and I'll do two.
Yeah, that should be about 18 guitars. That'll really wrap it up. I hope. Thanks for that, Les. I think we might dedicate this number to the music operators of America. The jukebox folks, you know, who are now in convention at the Palmer House in Chicago.
How long here is this Chicago, Ben?
Lastly, dear boy, this show goes coast to coast.
Well, I'll be darned. We're in the big time, man. Yeah.
Time in Old Mockingbird Hill. Now, folks, I'd like to present our next guest of the evening. In fact, our guest of many, many evenings. Miss Judy Garland singing a song about the tobacco country. Since Thomas Hill's fine Chesterfield. This song is called Carolina in the Morning.
Could be sweeter than my sweetie when I meet her.
Silly, they got a great old song.
Yes.
Oh, Jazz, they wrote good songs in those days, didn't they? Stolen with my daughter when the blue tore away.
Yes, they did.
Buttercup's all fluttered up and kissed each little buttercup. Isn't that a nice thing? Those are honest, simple, sentimental, solid things. I like that, yes.
I don't know, though, Jim. You know, they still write sentimental things. I heard a real mushy song.
Really? That's the one?
Yeah, it was just dripping sentiment.
What was that?
How could you believe me when I said I loved you when you know I've been a liar all my life?
And then on the other hand, we have it.
Well, I guess that's the long and short of it all.
Oh, you come up with something, yeah. Say, how could you believe me when I said I believe I loved you when you knew I'd been a liar? That thing doesn't sound sentimental to me.
You just got a face that you can
tell. Yeah, maybe so, but it's a great boy and girl number, Judy. Quite a story in Boone Powell. They did real good in that MGM picture, Royal Wedding.
I know, Boone. Well, that song was originally written for me.
Oh, were you going to be in Royal Wedding out of MGM?
Mm-hmm. I was before Leo the Lion bit me.
He's an old lion, Leo. His teeth are all gone.
He still got sharp guns.
Yeah, me and our old fill up and gone, you? Yeah, gone. Tell you what, Judy, what you and I do, how could you believe me if that was his IE version? True footnote, huh? Shall we?
Yeah, you'll be Harry the Hill and I'll be Judy the Jill.
Oh, just a couple of sandwiches. Okay, babe.
All right, start it off here.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I can remember it.
Oh, Judy, you
know what
I've been thinking
of? How could you believe me when I said I love you when you know I've been lying all my life? You must have been insane, you think I'd tell you the truth.
How could I believe you when you sadly married?
Well, you know I'd rather hang than have a wife. I know I said I'd make you mine.
I wouldn't have loved
it,
I'd have
got
that whole
life. How could you believe me when I said I love you when you know I've been a liar?
You sure have been a liar.
Oh, a bald-faced liar.
Oh,
my job done,
you said you would love me right, and never would do me wrong.
So release the family, will you, baby, bending my
so
head?
So you'd always
be me. Why, baby, you must believe to trust a lower than low to come in like me. Hey, Lois, you're in it. Yes, you're out of your American mind.
A beautiful
diamond ring. I'm a king of the night.
A bungalow by the sea.
Bungalow, yes, sir. But you're really naive to ever believe how full of baloney soul you love.
Oh, boy, I
so much
love my
head. You can't lose nothing here in the head.
Oh, I got about the time we went to Indiana.
I was lying, I was down in Alabama.
You have to
come
to
the world. What I would do, and I would do it sadly,
too. What about the evening
to the world?
I
was romping with another honey lamb.
Just
as
you
saw,
our life was real.
Baby, leave it not to get out of touch with you.
By the sea.
Mm, good. That's where I first met you. Down at the bar. The drummer will run and I cut you in a bucket.
I'll never forget that night.
Remember all those driving lessons we went to?
Yeah. We drove through everyone in town and then went to my house for trial.
Gee, I'll never forget our first kiss in front of the gas stove in your kitchen. We really drunk.
We saw a back into the pilot room. I need some more money for a two-car.
We don't need no fancy foreign car. We can drive your old man's vessel.
Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to announce the passage of time. 3 months later.
Well, that's it. Aloha. Finished. I've had enough. Engagement is off, Judy.
Wait a minute, Buster. Not so fast.
Come on. Give me the diamond ring. Come on.
By an odd coincidence, you ain't getting nothing back.
I can't understand how I ever got trapped like this. I believe in you. I didn't believe you when you said you'd leave me.
You did?
Yeah.
I could believe me when I said I'd leave you when you know I've been a liar all my life.
Well, you have that reputation since you were the youth.
You must have been
insane
to
say
that, but it's true.
Oh, how could I believe you when you said you'd leave me?
I know I'd rather hide than let you go.
Snap out of me.
You
sure have been a liar.
I've double-crossing liar.
Good double-crossing liar.
I'm a
Judy, why are you here? Did you know that Chesterfield has the world's newest and most modern cigarette factory?
Well,
and did you know Chesterfield has the world's newest and most modern tobacco research laboratory?
Yes, I did.
The best in industry, the best in science, to make what we honestly believe is the best cigarette for you and every smoker.
Well,
you just take our factory in Durham, North Carolina. It's up to date with my latest news to buy. And clean, fried, clean as a whistle.
And air conditioned straight through. Yes, the weather in the factory is controlled, so that every single Chesterfield will be the same. Always fresh and perfect wherever you buy it.
Look, sorry. And that new research lab, I tell you, there's nothing like it in existence. That's the place where scientists are always checking to make sure that Chesterfield is the best cigarette any smoker can buy.
And I say it's girls are grabbing. And what you boys are trying to say is this. Remember how they're made, and you'll always buy Chesterfield.
Oh, you're so right, Judy. Chesterfield has what every smoker wants. Mildness, plus no unpleasant aftertaste. So always
buy Chesterfield. Chesterfield, the one that gives you taste. Your Chesterfield got mild and mild, plus no aftertaste.
So, open the pack and give them a sniff.
Buy you smoke them.
Okay, John, roll it. Have you really told me a song that I fancy is on the show? It's the same for beautiful eyes. I have to have a go at it. Hey, for just a chance to love you. Would I love you, love you, love you? If I do my arms, has always been.
Oh,
I'll never want to come in substance if I ever tonight. My thanks to Les Paul, Mary Ford, and to Judy Garland for joining with us this evening.
I'm just going to be with you next week, Dan.
I thought you might come back again next week, Judy.
That's very nice.
Well, I think so. I'm Garland. So we'll see you next week, Judy. And thanks, folks. Good night. See you next week for Chesterfield, the best cigarette for years to smoke.
The main cause of the show, presented by Chesterfield, was produced and transcribed in Hollywood by Bill Maher and Murdo McKenzie. Tune in next week and they're bringing a guest, Miss Judy Garland.